not make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with Salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3ws.thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me?
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you here on Herb Talk, as we like to do. Thanks for joining us, American Voice Radio. We have magical engineer Frank on the board, and we are going to be talking about, for the first part of the show, we're going to be talking about this New World Development Project. Have you heard about it? No? Ah, well, we're going to cover that. And Dr. Carly is supposed to be with us tonight, so she'll be with us for the second part of the show. And so we'll get to her in a little bit. And we do have a crack report, but before we do that, big salute and semper fi. We're lifting our righteous men and women up in uniform, praying for them. I'm praying for all of America. I'm praying for all of Americans. Yes, you know, the legal ones, the ones that were born here, the ones who came here legally. I'm praying that we come together and lift our voices up in prayer, seeking the Lord's face, hitting the knees, because we're going to need help. We're going to need God's help. And mind the time, it grows short. So don't don't neglect. Spend some time in prayer, praying for America, because we need the Lord's help. And without further ado, let's do the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Well, speaking of, aliens, a border agent, according to a Chris Cabrera, he told Fox News, a lot of the guys, the agents, are coming down with these diseases that these kids are bringing in. So he says some agents are contracting bacterial pneumonia, and some are coming down with scabies and lice. He says the Border Patrol is trying to play catch-up, and they're having a lot of diseases come in, and they really haven't seen these types of infections in decades, and it's spreading throughout the United States. That's their concern, because these children aren't being properly treated. All right. And let's see. Yeah, I mean, by the time they get them before a judge in 7 days, right, how many people do they infect? Last but not least in the Quack Report, South Florida woman celebrates her 100th birthday. Let's see. This is Balula Murdoch. She celebrated 100 years. She was surrounded by her friends and family in Pembroke Pines and Florida. And what's her secret to long life? Well, she wasn't going to divulge all her secrets, and she says she couldn't take all the credit either. She said she trusts in the Lord to do good, and she says her faith is strong in her family, and she grew up in Jamaica. Also, another milestone, 107-year-old birthday for Evelyn Klein. She says she's 107, but she feels like she's 70. She grew up in Northeast Minneapolis, Columbia Heights area, Minnesota, her whole life, she said. And what's her secret to longevity? Well, she said she didn't drink liquor and she didn't dance. She just said she just had some common, healthy living. And she thinks that she was happy, and she thinks being happy played a role. And she drove a car until she was the age of 99. God bless her. Well, happy birthday to those wonderful, beautiful ladies. And we can just hope we live as long. And that wraps the Quack Report. All righty, we're back. Okay, so we got quite a bit to cover here, folks, on this, the World Development Project. I don't know if you've heard of this, but it's in the works. Now, in 2013... young people all over the world met at their youth conferences, and in 2013, the major one was in Istanbul. In May of 2014, the conference was held in Sri Lanka. You may be asking, okay, why? Well, because the youth, they want a different life. They envision change, and they are organizing groups all over the world to help make change happen. So this organization advocates human rights, democracy, and a world that will come together, just like the Beatles song, Come Together. Yeah, right now? All right, well, the theme of the organization is Young Energy for Europe. So about 1,500 participants and delegates meet every year, and they have formed this independent international youth task force. So discussions tend to focus on global change, making the world a better place, especially for the youth of society. And the areas that they discuss and have targeted are, 1, good government that is accountable, 2, human rights and globalized youth programs, 3, steps to end systemic corruption, 4, gender equality, and a way to remove limitations on the youth to empower them. 5, equal access to quality education. 6, full-time employment and entrepreneurship. 7, poverty eradication and food security. 8, a better health system. 9, environment protection and youth-centered urbanization. 10, peace and an end of violence. And 11, ensuring recreation and sports for all cultures. Really. So how do you suppose they're going to go about doing this? Well, they are creating centers all over the world to rehabilitate, or as I like to say, brainwash the youth. My engineer is chiming in here. Yes, I agree with you, Frank. So they got these rehabilitation centers to recondition our youth. Young people learn how to become motivated and passionate about this cause, and also to replace bad habits, you know, like smoking, drinking, and drugs, you know, with healthier lifestyles. And I'm all for that. You know, I have nothing against healthier lifestyles, but I am against hypocrisy. And if you hang with me, you're going to see what I mean. There's no doubt that these youth centers are training centers for school studies, and they're covering many topics, including taxes and data collection. So on the surface, this looks and kind of sounds pretty good, but is it? So let's check it out. Now, also, there's these 8 millennium goals. So the ages of the youth that are at these conferences and at these training centers, they range from the age of 13 to 24. So the training of the youth they're getting is the training the youth are getting is really a part of what the organization calls 8 millennium development goals. So these goals, guess where they're from? Well, they're from the United Nations Millennium Declaration, and they also include reducing child mortality, probably with vaccinations. Also, they want to combat AIDS and HIV, malaria, and other diseases, probably with those bioweapons that Dr. C calls vaccines. And also, they want to develop a global partnership. So the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and the African Development Bank are all funding the UN's Millennium Goals, which the youth organizations are adopting. So other world organizations supporting the UN's Millennium Goals are the Global Poverty Project, the MICA Challenge, the Youth in Action European Union Program, Cartoons in Action Video Project, and the Visions of Hope Global Art Project. So the UN calls these goals MDGs, or Millennium Declaration Goals, and the youth organizations also use the same terminology. So it sounds so lovely, doesn't it, to declare world peace, individual dignity, freedom, equality, a basic standard of living for all, tolerance, and solidarity. Well, they've just described utopia, right? And if you're going to have utopia, you got to reel in the big 3. So in order for the United Nations and the youth organizations of the world to pull their agenda together, they have to coordinate the 3 aspects of society. That would be social, which is your moral and religious sector, your economic, which is your financial markets and banking, and then, of course, your political, your governments. So that's no sweat, right? Well, in order to make this global remake equal for all people, they have to remove all the boundaries and restructure religion, banking and finance, and nations and governments. They need a global partnership for this to develop and work. So this will require tight regulations and control, you know, sort of like your food harmonization code, your COTEX. Where's the freedom in that? So everyone is going to be told, you know, where they're going to live, because it's urbanization, remember that. Also, they're going to be told what occupation they're going to have and what they're going to eat and what they're going to wear that's environmentally approved clothing. And, of course, you know, the transportation, which will be your bus or your subway, because nobody's going to be living in the country. So there will be basic standards of living, all right. Everyone will be equally destitute. So where is your personal development when the world says you already have global developmental goals? Everyone will have to be on the same page of music, you see, if there's going to be a utopia. So there's this need, there's going to be a need to have this blending or blurring of cultural lines where everyone is the same. The differences in cultures will be replaced with global culture, complete with a one world religion, a one-world banking system, and a one-world government. Moral and ethical conduct will be replaced, and it's being replaced right now, with a new set of rules through legislative laws, you know, like hate speech, right? See, the youth of America, unfortunately, doesn't see a lot of this coming. What this is a better world campaign, and it's just like a political campaign, you know, and it's going to destroy freedom, prosperity, and the pursuit of happiness. However, the youth will think that they are doing something unselfish and good while they play into the hands of those orchestrating this new world order. So the youth don't see the manipulation that is happening, and they fail to understand that human nature does not promote a utopia, but it will promote a one world order full of controls and conditions, and all without wiping out that poverty they so want to get rid of. So how do I know this? Well, human nature is greedy and power hungry. Millennium Declaration goals cannot wipe out evil or the Ten Commandments, and one nation's attempt to uphold them in the Declaration of Independence would have already done so. So, you know, good versus evil is an ongoing struggle. And evil wins when people fail to uphold good values, and they're not vigilant at protecting what is good and already established. So I'm saying that I'm not saying we shouldn't try to improve our schools and our society, but in order to accomplish that, we have to have a good foundation, you know, for a healthy society to thrive. So once the good foundation is destroyed, you can't build or improve a society. Also, you got to remember, Jesus said, you will always have the poor, right? So where does society's foundation stem from? Well, it stems from ethics and morals, which are based in religion. You know, like it or not, politics and economics reflect religious values, and therefore they are in themselves a type of religion. So getting together like-minded individuals is great, but if they have different moral beliefs which they feel strongly about, or if there is some lobbying going on, where does that lead us? Well, it leads us to compromises, you know, as the politicians like to say, bipartisanship. So when you compromise on moral and ethical values, you compromise the future. So a few people in control of a national government are dangerous enough. However, a few people in charge of a global government, well, that's just chaos. All right, let's talk about this change. You know, progressive change is good, right? If you have to wonder about this change the Obama is promoting, you know, is it part of the UN's global architecture? You know, I would say it is. Progressive change, well, that's good. It helps us do more, and it would help us do it more efficiently. Obama's administrative changes do not help us, and we're not more efficient. So that's not progressive change. So you know what? If you want to find out where we're going, just crack open the Bible in the book of Revelation, chapters 13 and 17, because it teaches that the false prophet, who gets his power from Satan, he's going to consolidate all the world's religions into one religion. And one religion means embracing everything good and bad and offending no one. So there will also be a one economic and political system which will betray the one world religion. So one thing is for sure, Babylon is threefold. It's political, financial, and religious. All right, well, let's talk about this target of change just a little bit here. The target of change is obviously not the baby boomers, but it's our youth. So you want to protect them. You want to enlighten them. And hopefully they're not going to fall into the hands of these power-hungry elite. Now, one thing is for sure. The elite want the youth to pay their taxes. Pay their taxes to the elite. And they've installed tax obligation training in all the youth centers. So paying 60% or more of your income to government is one reason why we're seeing so many more American refugees leaving the United States for life somewhere else. And this explains the push from government to pressure other countries to report on Americans who have banking abroad. Now, Americans living abroad are supposed to voluntarily file a tax return, you know, to the U.S. Treasury, even though they have cut ties and have left. So the percentage of Americans ages 25 to 34 living abroad has gone up 5.1% in the last year. There are over 6 million Americans not living in America. That's an estimate. So a recent poll suggests that nearly 40% of Americans wish they lived outside the U.S. So there is a shift from America being the land of jobs and opportunity to Americans leaving to find work. So the American job market has really outsourced itself. So if Americans are not leaving for employment, they are leaving to make a political statement. Let me read you this quote by Bob Adams of the America Wave. He says this: "There is a feeling among more entrepreneurial Americans that if you really want to get something done, you have to get out of the country and away from the depressing atmosphere. There is a sense of lost direction, so more Americans are looking for locations that offer more hope about the future." End of quote. So where are Americans going? Well, many are going to Canada or Mexico, and others are going to Australia and New Zealand, Central and South America, and even Asia. So just ask author John Weinerstein. He wrote the book Leaving America, the New Expatriate Generation. So the U.S. government really doesn't know, they say, on how many Americans are leaving due to the fact that the last time they attempted to check, back in 1999, it was an expensive enterprise in doing so. So they don't do it, they say. However, the U.S. estimates between 4 to 7 million Americans have left. And according to the Association of Americans Resident Overseas, they report that it isn't folks of retirement age that are leaving the United States. It is adults age 25 to 34. Now, notice that the youth centers have a target that's a little younger. The Americans they target are ages 13 to 24. So that's their target. It's that generation they're targeting to get their allegiance. So the youth centers have a target of a younger American due to this exodus. So apparently England, guess what? England is saying they have the same problem. Really? Okay. Also, Elizabeth Krakow of the U.S. Census Bureau, she says, "We don't count U.S. citizens living abroad," end of quote. Maybe that's NSA. Maybe it's just a wrong, you know, alphabet network. What do you think? Well, and don't forget, if you check your dollar bill, Norvis Ordo Seclorum, the new order of the age, your U.S. dollar, this new world order really has been in the works hundreds of years, but the technology has propelled it along faster. So don't forget, if you signed up for the newsletters that we have that are free, there's a link in today's newsletter, and it's a YouTube video, it's a 7-minute video on this whole topic, basically, and where America is headed. And it's just 7 minutes. It's kind of a snapshot feature of a full release documentary. But anyway, if you signed up for the newsletter, you've got the hot link to that. Now, let's talk about this change, because this change is happening all over the world. Leaving the United States may be helpful for a time, but this change is going to infiltrate to all areas eventually. Now, one thing is for sure. This is a spiritual war. You know, Al-Adask is right. This is about a spiritual war. So, you know, you want to stay close to the Lord, and you want to pray. I like to pray Psalms 91 for supernatural protection, because God's going to stand in the gap and cover what we can't. We have to do our part, but, you know, Psalms 91 pray and believe, see, in faith believing. So in the meantime, you might want to educate yourself on the times in which you now are living and prepare yourself. A lot of people are kind of, you know, in denial of, you know, what's coming, where we are. Now, for those who know that the medical system has been irrevocably changed, irrevocable, and the services will be limited, so you might want to seek some natural solutions to everyday problems for the future. Now, more disease is being imported across the borders, you know, through the immigrants, and more bioweapons are being unleashed via vaccines and other things. So it's going to be real important that you know how to protect yourself, your health, your immune system. So I would call the folks at Apothecary Herbs because they have immune-boosting herbal formulas. They have pandemic kits. They have toxin removal formulas. They have snake bite kits. And God says his herbs are here for your service. So you better learn how to tap into that. So you can call Apothecary Herbs toll-free. Their number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., you can dial 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Or thepowerherbs.com is the website. You can get there going through herbtalklive.com as well, but thepowerherbs.com. And that's where your healthcare options just became endless. And if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. So check that out. Get a free product catalog. And also, you want to, I hate to say it, but you might want to start hoarding things and stocking up, you know, because things are just going up in price. And the folks at Apothecary Herbs are trying to hold the line, but they are going to have to increase prices in August. So this would be an opportunity to take advantage of last year's prices before those increase. And they're also working on their 15-year anniversary catalog, which we anticipate coming out this fall. So now's the time to, you know, get what you need. Long shelf life on your herbal liquids, 10 years. 5 years on your powdered herbal mixes, so you'll have a long shelf life if you store them appropriately, and they show you how to do that, and you can stock up and save. And if you're wanting case discounts, they have those too. It's under the Vitamin Vault area at thepowerherbs.com. So yeah, I mean, you know, if you look at the Bible closely, when everything goes down in the end, and of course the good guys win, you know that. You know, America's not even a blip on the map. Well, we got to take a break, and we're going to talk with Dr. Rebecca Carley, so stay tuned.
To the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-889-3663. 875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and it's the third Tuesday of the month, so our wellness expert, Dr. Rebecca Carley, is joining us. I do encourage you to check out her website, Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases, and her banners on our links page for your convenience, and she joins us now. Welcome to the show, Dr. Carley.
Thank you, Wendy.
All right. I'm going to ask you to jump start us off, because I know you probably have a stack of stuff you want to mention.
Well, there's so much going on in the bioweapons, you know, realm. It's hard to even keep up with it. But that last commercial where you mentioned that pandemics are coming, I'm sure you're aware, and this was reported on Saturday in our Charlotte Observer on page 2A, that the CDC has closed 2 labs. The director says unacceptable mistakes were made. Because they, quote-unquote, accidentally sent out a deadly form of bird flu to another government lab. Of course, they don't mention how did they send it. I happen to know they send it by FedEx. But they also were playing around with anthrax, and this anthrax was also exposed. Let's see what it says here.
I know some of the employees were exposed to it or something.
Yeah, 75 of them, I think, and they claimed that no one got sick. So
yeah, well, they rolled out the antibiotics, and they're saying, you know, that was a prevention.
Right.
Right.
So, you know, it's just important for people to know. This is what they're doing, people. They're playing around with these biological agents, not only playing around with them, but accidentally shipping them to other places, and the workers are being exposed as well. I can't imagine anybody in their right mind who would agree to work at the CDC in Atlanta, because who knows how many very virulent viruses they have contained there, or not so much contained, and that they're playing with. And why are they doing this? One has to ask that question.
Well, yeah, if they've eradicated smallpox and all this stuff, you know, why do they still keep them around? That's a question you've always asked on the show, and I tend to agree. You know, why keep some of that tucked away at the CDC or God knows where, or in, you know, I guess in the broom closet,
right.
You know, where they forgot they stored it there, right?
Supposedly,
yeah,
the smallpox. It's been in the mainstream media before. That it was actually being stored in Russia and here in the States, obviously at the CDC. We know the reason, because whenever they want to cause a pandemic, they can release these agents. And that's what's going on. This is, disaster capitalism, basically, and also depopulation.
I tend to agree with you, because there's really nothing that justifies any of that. So there has to be some sort of sinister or twisted intent, for sure.
Right. And we're hearing about in Africa, I forget, there's three countries. I know Liberia is one of them, with massive outbreaks of Ebola.
Right.
Where did that come from? They've never had a problem with Ebola. Oh, that's right. The WHO is there. Just like
right.
The WHO went to Haiti, and the next, after their latest hurricane, and the next thing you know, they have a massive cholera outbreak. And in fact, it actually came out that the WHO brought the cholera there. So this is so sinister. It defies, people with a conscience can't even conceive of such evil that these people are doing, not to mention that we're paying for it with our tax dollars, and who knows what's next. Go ahead.
No, while I'm with you on this, I just know that, you know, the WHO isn't the only people behind this. United Nations behind it, too.
Yeah, all of the alphabet agencies, yes.
Yeah.
Who are all for-profit corporations,
right.
And that's something I just realized and learned about in the last couple of months. And all of the ones involved in the vaccine agenda, this is how they make money, is by creating outbreaks and having an excuse to vaccinate. And there's no question in my mind that the true reason behind all of these children being brought to the United States is so that they can inoculate them with disease, some outbreak will occur, and then, of course, they'll blame it on the children. But in fact, it'll be their inoculations that cause it. And then that will be an excuse for Obama to use his executive authority to mandate that everybody in this country get vaccinated as well.
Well, the Border Patrol are coming out and saying that they're catching the diseases from these kids. So they're getting the scabies, the lice, and even some really bad bacterial pneumonias. So it's already started, Dr. Carley.
Right. Well, that's nothing compared to what happens once they start inoculating them with live viruses. Obviously, it's all very suspicious. Why would parents ship their children here? I suspect they're also being used for sex trafficking, and that the parents were paid they basically sold their children. For this.
Well, purpose. You have to ask yourself, you know, I mean, what parent would, you know, just do that? I mean, that had to be heart-wrenching for anybody that cared about a kid.
Right.
You know? Well, the United Nations, Dr. Carley, has these 8 millennium developmental goals. And just real quickly, some of the goals that they have is to reduce child mortality. Well, it isn't going to happen through vaccinations, is it, Dr. Carley? Also, they want to combat AIDS, HIV, malaria, and other diseases with a global partnership.
Well, that sounds pretty scary. Of course, HIV was made in a laboratory here in the United States, and people can do a search for information by Dr. Boyd, B-O-Y-D, Graves, an individual who came out with this information and documented it all. So whenever they say that their goal is to eradicate something, you know it's the opposite.
Opposite,
and,
right.
And in fact, I just heard recently that now they've come up with some new drug that they want to force all gay people to take to supposedly prevent them from getting HIV in the first place. It's very expensive. I heard it discussed on NPR. I think they said $10,000 a year. But, you know, this is very suspicious as well.
Well, I mean, the World Health Organization and the UN, you know, they have deep pockets back in their agendas. The World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and the African Developmental Bank are all funding the UN's millennial goals.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's money that is pushing all those vaccines on all these third world countries and stuff, and this is where it's coming from.
Right.
So, yeah, because, you know, flying a lot of staff and vaccines all over the world, that does cost money. So if you ever wondered where it's coming from, there you go.
I know.
Well, any other sinister plots you wish to just, you know, reveal to us?
Well, I have one here. Actually, this is from July of 2013 about DARPA wanting to genetically engineer humans by adding a 47th chromosome.
Right.
So this is one of the many things they want to do to actually alter our very genetic structure.
Well, how does that play? Let me just break in there real quick, Dr. Carley, because I know you've brought up before on the show them developing new bioweapon vaccines to target certain ethnic groups. So how does this play into that?
Well, they can see there's many ways they can target people. They can cause disease. They can kill them. They can alter their genetic structure and make them infertile, not able to reproduce. There's so many possibilities, it's mind-boggling. And yes, if people want to read about these experiments involving the Human Genome Project to create ethnically specific bioweapons, just go to projectcensored.org, April 30th of 2010, and they have an article about that.
Now, so, weren't they doing a lot of this kind of experimentation on certain bioweapons during or right after World War II?
Well, they've been playing around with these things for decades, yes.
Right.
But the, you know, actually determining the very structure of our DNA and comparing DNA from one race to another or even one person to another has put this whole project on steroids and made it much easier for them to do.
Wow. So fast-tracking it, just like what's going on with the global world, one order, one world religion, one world everything. So,
yes.
Yeah, technology has just sped all those plans up, even though they've been in the works for hundreds of years.
Right, and of course, people need to check out Agenda 21 of the UN, which is very much involved with depopulation. They want to kill off 90% of the humans on the Earth and replace us with robots. And, you know, funny how we don't get to vote on that.
Well, Ed, you know, if you watched iRobot, I think don't the robots revolt or something and they take over? You know, sort of like Just Desserts, really.
Mm-hmm.
Oh well. Well, what about this swine flu? Do we have to worry about this any longer? It's been in the news. It's been out of the news. I mean, I know it's in the flu vaccine. It's going to stay in the flu vaccine. Are they just going to keep it in there?
Oh, I'm sure they will, because that's one that they've, you know, weaponized. And as this report right in the mainstream media mentions, that the bird flu is also highly involved. You know, they've weaponized the bird flu. When they call it a deadly strain, you can translate that to a bioweaponized version of the bird flu. So, yeah, I mean, and this is also a fear tactic that's used to, you know, coerce people to get the vaccine. If you don't check out the truth about vaccines, the fact that they actually basically corrupt your immune system and cause every disease in internal medicine for people and in pets. Mm-hmm. If you believe that vaccines work, as they keep on rolling out more and more vaccines, then you're likely to say, oh, I better get that one and that one and that one and that one. And before you know it, you're just loaded with viruses that were created in laboratories.
Wow, that's just a real scary thought. Well, you know, I had the privilege of talking to Dr. Anthony Norris, who used to work for the FDA and some of the government agencies that had to deal with vaccinations. And I understand that he recently passed away. I don't know if you heard about that.
Was he a whistleblower?
Was of sorts. Yes, he was. He was a whistleblower.
Okay.
And and I spoke to him by phone, I want to say goodness, 20 years ago. And he was a delight. He had a British accent, I was asking him about the MMRs, the DPT shots that they give the kids, and he was saying that through his career, I didn't realize at the time that I was talking to him, he had already kind of semi-retired, but he said through his career, he worked for the Bureau of Biological Standards, and he worked for the National Institutes of Health, he worked for the FDA, and his research was in vaccines and immune systems, biology, you know, and that kind of thing. And he said that if you get a vaccine, he said, any benefit, Dr. Carley, any benefit that would give any child would only be in the blood 6 months. And that's if you got any protection at all, is what he said.
Well, you don't get protection because they're inoculating you with disease.
Well, I understand what you're saying. I agree with you, but this is what he was saying. And I'm just saying, so my question to Dr. Norris was, well, okay, so if you only get 6 months worth of protection from a vaccination, why don't they give you boosters every 6 months? And his response was because it would totally destroy an immune system.
Mm-hmm.
So he actually had to resign because he wasn't comfortable. There was a lawsuit, and he had to get an attorney back in the 70s and all this stuff. But he was one that, I guess, did what he could to get the word out. But I think he was kind of silenced in a lot of ways.
Well, that's how it works.
I know. So vaccine inoculations, according to Dr. Norris, not healthy for the kids. His advice was to stay away from them as much as you could. So, you know, he was on the same sheet of music as you on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I know you've probably bumped into other experts over the years that have, you know, kind of woke up to how deadly vaccines are.
Well, the only other MD I know of that's willing to tell the whole truth about vaccines being bioweapons is Dr. Russell Blaylock. All the rest of them just dance around, you know, mention, you know, the ingredients and things of that nature. But they don't tell the whole truth in regards to what the vaccines are actually doing. I have a problem with that because we need to stop this insanity. People need to ask themselves, what is it about a vaccine that makes legislators able to practice medicine without a license and mandate more and more vaccines on the schedule? And what is it about a vaccine, you know, if you have a reaction to any other drug, then you can refuse that drug, but not with vaccines, because they'll just deny that you had a reaction. Oh, that can't be the vaccine. That's how that works.
Yeah, and the other thing is that, you know, I guess if you were harmed by, you see the ads all the time for class action lawsuits. If you took this medication and you had these symptoms and were damaged in this way, contact our office now. So if you were taking any other drug, you could sue for damages, but not on vaccines.
Right. You have to go to the special vaccine court, which has paid out over $3 billion since it was formed in the 1980s. Even though they make it almost impossible for your case to be heard. They have random, you know, time periods. You have to have had symptoms appear within, you know, 2 weeks or whatever after getting a vaccine. And I've been doing this work teaching people how to reverse their vaccine-induced diseases for about 18 years now. It can take weeks. It can take months. It can take years for you to develop your symptoms to the point where they actually become manifest. It all depends on how strong your immune system is. So that's a total fraud to begin with. And,
let me ask you this. People come to you because that's your specialty is reversing vaccine-induced diseases. I'm sure the earlier your consults happen, the better it is. But let's say you get, you know, young adults, and they just, you know something's wrong, but, you know, they can't get any help from medical practitioners, and they come to you, and, you know, they're not showing things like MS or anything, but maybe they're just a little slow cognitively, or they have a learning disability. How long does it take, or I know it's probably different with each case, but roughly, how long does it take to detox and regenerate from the damage on these vaccines?
Well, it depends on how many things have to be detoxed, because it's not just vaccines. It's pesticides, mold toxins. Those both cause demyelination as well. Aspartame, fluoride, chemicals. The list is endless. So what I do when I develop protocols is teach people what I would do if I was them to detox all the different, you know, major things they've been exposed to and what natural things they can take to repair the damage. In the cases of autism, seizures, things of that nature, it's usually about a year to go through all the detoxes. But you start seeing improvement relatively quickly, especially if the patient is younger.
Okay. Well, what about technology? Is technology factoring in as far as affecting these kids or magnifying the damage from any of these treatments, you know, because we just hear in the news recently the iPad dermatitis situation, whatever that is. Do you think, you know, cell phones and computers and things like that and Bluetooths are magnifying the cellular damage that vaccines are giving?
It's always the big picture. One of the biggest things that's affecting people now, in my opinion, is Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is everywhere. We're living in a sea of frequencies, and especially if you have a tendency towards seizures. I had a client come to me recently that he went on my protocol. He had no seizures for 4 years, went off all his meds. He was doing great, and then he got a new job working around computers in this place, which was saturated with Wi-Fi. And one day he had a seizure and he went unconscious and he dislocated his shoulder, and this brought about, you know, surgery and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And he's doing fine now, because we had to teach him about techniques you can use to protect yourself from the Wi-Fi. So obviously in that case, even though his seizures had been gone for 4 years, he still was sensitive and the Wi-Fi sent him over the edge.
Right. Well, and I have a friend that works for the airline industry in the maintenance mechanic area, and told me about 6-8 months ago that they just installed Wi-Fi on all the flights in America. And he said where they installed everything is it goes right across your lap area. Okay, so the Wi-Fi is just beaming to your reproductive areas, Dr. Carly.
Yeah.
And people put their laptops right there on their lap or on the tray. And he says, depending on the flight, you're being bombarded with all that during the entire flight.
You can't get away from it. I mean, hotels advertise free Wi-Fi. You know, that's supposed to be some kind of a benefit. And people that are not, researching these things, they have no clue. And that's why it's always the big picture. The diagrams on my website on the vaccine-induced disease page, the first diagram is the big picture. It's the cause of all disease on one piece of paper. And then there's a lecture people can listen to of me below that explaining those diagrams. And, of course, I don't have everything listed because, it would be miles long. But
right.
Once you understand the concept, that's why people must do their homework. Do not expect your white coat to warn you about any of these things because they have no clue.
Well, we have a lot of doctors leaving the country and they're going down to South America to practice. So they're getting out of underneath the Affordable Care Act restrictions because a lot of the doctors here can't afford to operate a business while they observe the Affordable Care Act rules and regulations. If they're accepting the insurance, and at some point, I'm thinking Congress may, or Obama and his pen may go ahead and inflict severe penalties on doctors if they don't accept it. So a lot of our good medical people, that have a conscience that are doing good in medicine, triage, and whatever, they're leaving.
Mm-hmm.
They're just leaving. So people need to wise up.
And yeah, they'll just replace them with nurse practitioners and physician assistants. That's what they'll do.
Yeah, so I've been encouraging, I know you have been too, that people learn as much as they can to find solutions, to find some natural solutions to everyday problems while they have the opportunity. Because as they say, the time to learn to shoot the gun isn't in the middle of the war. Right.
Right, so, and you also have to learn what's bad for you so that you can avoid the bad things as much as possible. Because you can take as many things as you want, but if you're still exposing yourself to all these toxins that I've mentioned, and, of course, pesticides is another big one, you're not going to be able to maintain your health because you're being filled with poisons.
Yeah, detoxing is part of the game now. Well, we're almost out of time. Let me give your contact phone number. If you wish to contact Dr. Carly, you can reach her at 888-321-6751, 888-321-6751. Of course, her website is Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases, and we have her link on our links page at thepowerherbs.com. So when you get a chance, go over there, look around. Share it with family and friends that also need some assistance in reversing the damage to vaccines. And, of course, as always, Dr. Carly, you've been a delight.
Thank you. And if I could just mention, some people have had problems with my toll-free number recently. So if you can't get through on that, you can contact me directly at 828-294-0662. And let me please also just mention, I have a radio show now, findingvoicesradio.com, every Thursday at 2 p.m. Thank you very much,
Dr.
Wendy.
Dr. Carly, we'll talk with you next week. All right, take care. We're out of time, folks. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm Erica Quentin. Until next time, be well.